The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. This is a San Jose Sharks news flash.
The United States has won the gold medal in the Hockey World Championship playoffs in Sweden and in Denmark. And the head coach of Team USA is our own Ryan Warsawski. First of all, congratulations on an incredible achievement. Tell us what it felt like.
Thank you. It was surreal. It was relief. It was excitement, a lot of emotion, especially when the goal goes in. And you know, I'm a short guy on that bench, and I can't really even the whole bench stand up. It was tough to see. So a lot of excitement, a lot of emotion, total team effort. And then the next thing you know, you're back on a plane, come back back to the States. So, again, it was a great group to coach. It was a great staff, and we were, really the emotion of it was awesome.
Well, what I thought was really special was the way you guys were handing out that that motorcycle helmet.
Yeah.
Evel Knievel came up, and I don't know if you know this, but Evel Knievel was a hockey player. Did you know that?
I did not know that. But we that helmet kind of came out around 1933. Was a thought process with that was to give something, you know, away from that kind of that era of to kind of end this curse. And something we discussed. Right when we got to Germany on May 1st and started a little short training camp was we were kind of embarrassed that no one has, and the Americans haven't won this tournament. And we wanted to end that, and we sure did.
What did you learn about USA hockey players that you have coached against?
Yeah.
Probably didn't know that well. I mean, I'm thinking of people like Frank Nazar,
yeah.
Jackson Lacombe, Jeremy Swayman, and players like that.
Very special individuals. The way they play, the way they play with confidence. They play with a swagger about themselves. Jackson Lacombe, the list goes on. Vlasic, Clayton Keller, Cooley, and Frankie Nazar. These guys are special, special players. They're going to be really good National Hockey League players. Some of them are going to be superstars, and some may even win a Norris Trophy and a Hart Trophy. They're that good. And what kind of stuck out for me, and I see it with Will a little bit, is they have this quiet confidence about themselves. They're not cocky, they're not arrogant, but they know they've got some swagger about them, and they can win, and they can make plays, and no moment is too big for them. So that was something that really stood out with some of these younger guys, is no moment was too big for them. Whether it was Sweden in Sweden or Denmark in Denmark, they just played, and they just competed, and I think that was very unique.
How did this tournament help you as a coach for the future, for when the San Jose Sharks are in best of seven series?
Yeah, I think you have to have some patience, and you have to have patience in your game and not force things. And I think that's something that I learned as this tournament went on. Our team found patience in our game. When you're playing very well-structured teams, when you start forcing things, that's what they want you to do. And we found some maturity in our game of just to play the game that's in front of us. And we may not score, but we're going to wear teams down. And the best was, at times we'd look over and it might be 1-0, it might be 0-0. We might be down a goal, but their goalie is, on his hands and knees. Their defensemen are going back exhausted, and we were wearing teams down. And I think you look back, even in the National Hockey League right now, the Florida Panthers, the Edmonton Oilers, the Dallas Stars, the Carolina Hurricanes, the teams that were there at the end wore teams down. They just came at you, and they came at you. And I thought that's something that I learned was, one, to have patience in your game and not force things. So that's something that we'll hope, continue to build on here, and something I'll take from.
What did this do for Will Smith's development?
Oh, man. I've said it a few times now. His last two games, one against Sweden and one against Swiss, were the two most complete games I've seen him play. I think he had an assist against Sweden, but he played in a direct hockey game. He got inside. He had some physicality to his game. Everyone saw the hit with the guy against the into the benches there, and that's all great. But just playing through it, we're not asking him to put guys into you know, the stands every game, but asked him to play through, play more of a direct game, a winning style of hockey, and I thought he did a really good job of that those last two games.
On the flip side, Macklin Celebrini played for Team Canada, and they were upset in a stunning game by Denmark. What does losing do for his development?
Yeah, I think it, you know, it just goes to show it. You know, this is a special game where anyone can win it on any given night, and we just saw that, right, with Denmark and Canada. May not happen for another 100 years, but it just goes to show you can't get caught taking a breath. You can't take a moment for granted. And, you know, I talked to Mac after that game, and, you know, he thought they kind of dominated that first period, didn't score, and they just assumed they were going to score. They assumed that they were going to find a way to get pucks in the back of the net. And next thing you know, Denmark came, you know, storming back, and they outplayed him in the third period. So I think that, you know, he obviously has recognized that, and we just spoke 2 days after that loss. So, again, he got the chance to play with Sid and McKinnon and Noah Dobson and some really good players. So I know he'll be a better player for it.
Also, what about Will playing with people like Clayton Keller?
Yeah, super important. It was, you know, Shane Pinto was his center. Very smart. Reminds me a lot like, you know, Wenberg that we have here in San Jose. Got to play with Matty Beniers at times. Got to play with Tage Thompson and playing the power play with, you know, Frankie Nazar and guys on the flanks like Cutter Gauthier, who's I know he's familiar with. But those are important moments. Those are important lessons that he'll take and hopefully kind of grasp and be ready for training camp.
This is an exciting time for San Jose Sharks hockey. We've got the draft, development camp, and, of course, training camp coming up. How's the summer working out for you in terms of your plans, and what are you looking forward to the most?
Yeah, I came back, obviously, here in San Jose for a few weeks and kind of enjoy the nice weather and some downtime, and then we'll head back east. And then, like you said, before you know it, it's going to be June 27th, and the draft is right there, and the free agency is staring right in the face. So, and then development camp. So you kind of get right back on it, which is something that I don't want too much downtime. You want to kind of get prepared for next season. So we'll do that. We'll meet as a coaching staff starting here the next week or so and getting some Zoom calls going and how we want to work on some summer projects and things that we want to tinker with and change and get ready for training camp. So we'll take a little bit of time, catch our breath, and then before you know it, we're staring at development camp, meeting, and getting ready for training camp.
Well, make sure you take a little time and enjoy that gold medal because you deserve it. We're all very proud of you, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Dan.
Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.